Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, brain buddies. This is Jake Carter, your friendly neighborhood guide to unlocking that awesome potential inside of you. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut? You know that feeling when motivation takes a backseat and those happy vibes seem miles away? Well, guess what? We've all been there. Life throws curveballs, deadlines loom, and sometimes it feels like the world's a bit too much to handle. But listen up, because today we're diving into how to keep the positivity engine running even when you're feeling down in the dumps. We're talking about practical tips and tricks, real-world strategies, and a sprinkle of Jake Carter wisdom to help you navigate these tough times with grace and resilience. Because let's face it, staying positive isn't just about being sunshine and rainbows all the time, it's about having the mental toolkit to weather any storm life throws your way. So, buckle up, brain budders, because here are 5 key takeaways to keep you feeling encouraged and empowered even when things get tough. First up, recognize those negative thought patterns. Ever catch yourself spiraling down a rabbit hole of I can't, it's never going to work, or I'm just not good enough? Those thoughts are sneaky little gremlins trying to hijack your happiness. The key is to become aware of them. Acknowledge those negative voices, but don't let them dictate your reality. Imagine them as clouds passing overhead, acknowledge their presence, but remember that the sun is still shining somewhere beneath those fluffy gray formations. Next up, practice gratitude. Sounds simple, right? But seriously, take a moment each day to appreciate the good stuff. Maybe it's a warm cup of coffee, a supportive friend, or even just the fact that you woke up this morning. Focusing on what you have instead of what you lack can work wonders for your mood and perspective. You know, I like to think of gratitude like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Now, let's talk about taking action. Sometimes feeling down can lead to inaction. We just want to curl up and stay in our comfort zones. But guess what? Getting out there and doing something, even if it's small, can boost your mood and give you a sense of accomplishment. It could be going for a walk, tackling that project you've been putting off, or simply calling a friend you haven't spoken to in a while. Remember those awesome things you're good at. Celebrate them. Highlight your strengths and achievements, big or small. We often focus on our shortcomings, but recognizing our talents can be a powerful mood booster. Think of it like this. You wouldn't just highlight the cracks in a beautiful painting, you'd showcase the vibrant colors and intricate details that make it unique, right? And lastly, remember to take care of yourself. This means getting enough sleep, eating nutritious food, and making time for activities that bring you joy. It's like fueling your body and mind with the best ingredients so they can run at their peak performance. Think of it as a self-care ritual, a little bit of pampering goes a long way in keeping those positivity vibes flowing. Okay, brain budders, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're working on a big project, deadlines are looming, and you hit that dreaded wall of creative block, the motivation slump. You start feeling overwhelmed, your inner critic starts chiming in, and suddenly, everything feels too much. Now, imagine instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, you pause for a moment. You take a deep breath, appreciate the fact that you have the skills and resources to tackle this project, and remind yourself of all the awesome things you've accomplished before. You reach out to a supportive colleague, brainstorm some new ideas, and even treat yourself to a little pick-me-up, a delicious cup of coffee or a short walk in the fresh air. See? By applying these positivity boosters, you can turn a stressful situation into an opportunity for growth and resilience. Remember, it's all about choosing how you respond to those challenges. So there you have it, brain buddies. 5 key takeaways to keep your positivity engine running even when you're feeling down. Recognize those negative thought patterns, practice gratitude, take action, celebrate your strengths, and remember to take care of yourself. Remember, staying positive isn't about pretending everything is perfect, it's about developing the mental strength to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Now go out there and make today amazing. And don't forget to share your own positivity tips in the comments below, let's inspire each other. Until next time, keep those brains boosted and those spirits high.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.